Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. The latest production by Kitchener's Lost and Found Theatre raises a timely question. What do we value, truth or certainty? Tonight's guest, Richard Quinnell, has taken on the challenge of exploring this question as the director of the play Doubt, a Parable. Richard's on the phone with us tonight to talk about the play and his role in it. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to the Nicole Ensing Band singing The Rolling English Road from their CD Riddles and Creeds. And now to our conversation with Richard Quinnell. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening. How are you, Bob?
Good. Now, I saw a preview of Doubt last year when Lost and Found was announcing this year's season. And as you look at some of the themes that are exposed in the play, does it surprise you as to how timely this production has become with some of the things that have been going on in the United States with alternative facts and fake news and things like that?
Well, it is interesting that although the play has a universal appeal, of course, the idea of rumor and the idea of doubt is always something that is ever present. But it is interesting how timely it became after the election of Donald Trump and this idea that if you say something long enough and if you assert something, even if you don't have evidence to back it up, how much will that change the reality of the world that we're living in? If enough people believe something, does that make it true? Or certainly, does it affect the reality of things simply because it has been repeated so many times?
Well, maybe if you can give a little bit of a synopsis of the play for our listeners, they'll kind of help tie some of those things that we were just talking about together.
Well, Doubt, written by John Patrick Shanley, he titles it Doubt, a Parable. It takes place in a Catholic school that is back in the 60s in New York City. So the church is actually there on the grounds with the school, and there is a nun that's the principal, and there is a priest that she suspects may be having an improper relationship with a male student. And although she has no evidence and she doesn't have any actual eyewitness evidence, it is enough for her to think that she must do something about it. So the idea of just even asking the question or beginning the rumor, we see how it very quickly snowballs, and as we're watching, we're wondering, where's the truth? And we have to then disseminate through all of the innuendo and all of the rumors and try and figure out what actually did happen and where does the truth lie.
Right. Well, what made Lost and Found Theater decide to produce this play for this year?
Well, it was what we love to do is bring plays that do have a common appeal for the Waterloo region. And this play, first of all, it's extremely well written. It won a Pulitzer Prize in 2005. And we thought that at the time that we chose it, we were dealing with the American elections, and we were dealing even with the Canadian elections. And every time you look at an election process, you're looking at attack ads, you're looking at people accusing other people of perhaps bad motivations. And we thought even at that point that it was poignant for the political times that we were living in. We didn't think or even dream how actual poignant it was going to be after Trump was elected, and what we see on the news constantly now, the idea of alternative facts and the idea of where's your evidence when you make a claim like this.
Mm-hmm.
So we see journalism and politics kind of going in that direction. And as a result, we thought this was a good play to put on to begin conversations
mm-hmm.
with people, as it did in 2005.
Yeah. Now some people may also be familiar with the 2008 film that featured Philip Seymour Hoffman and Meryl Streep. Is there a difference between? And I know that John, the author, also directed the film as well. Is there a difference between the way the film and the play work?
I would suspect that there is, but because I'm directing this, I didn't see the film. And that's something that if I had saw the film, I might have not agreed to direct it.
Right.
Because often, particularly when you get something that's hugely successful as the movie was, you run the risk of simply trying to reproduce the success of this of the other venue,
and that was my other question was had you seen the film and was it had, did it have an influence on you, and so the answer to both of those questions is no.
It is no, and I think that's a choice by me.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't like to see other things other interpretations of a particular script simply because I don't want it to. Me just to reproduce that. Let's look at it fresh and from the beginning and what's just there on the page. Now, given my experience, I can tell you that probably the movie does go in different directions. The play is relatively short when compared to a full feature film. So I'm guessing that Mr. Shanley wrote other scenes for a film.
Right.
And put it on the screen.
So for anyone who has seen the film and are hoping to see the same thing by coming to see Lost and Found, Lost and Found's production, they would be warned to understand that there's going to be a difference between what they've seen in the film and what they're going to see on stage.
Yes, you can expect that it is going to be very different, and there is a whole different, as any film producer or director will tell you as well, there is a whole different experience when it comes to live theater than it comes to the film. The two have to be treated very, very differently. And there is an intimacy that's created when you're seeing something live in front of you that you just can't get with film. They are two different venues completely.
Right. Well, I want to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with Richard Quinnell, who's the director of Lost and Found Theater's production of Doubt, A Parable. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to The Convert from the Riddles and Creeds CD, which features songs inspired by the poetry of G.K. Chesterton, and that's by the Nicole Ensing Band. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Richard Quinnell, who's directing Lost and Found Theater's production of Doubt, A Parable. We just alluded to the whole difference between film and stage briefly, in terms of the stage production of Doubt and the film that was done in 2008, and that sort of leads to this next question, because a lot of people have this caricature of a director, you know, sitting in a large chair yelling cut and you know, yelling at the actors and that. What is the role of a director specifically within a stage production?
That's an excellent question, because I think even out there in theater, every director you ask that question to will probably give you a different answer. There are some different schools of thought, and I have seen directors that I've worked with both behind the scenes and on stage that feel that the director's job is to be incredibly clever. I've seen a lot of productions that, in my opinion, did not benefit from a director trying to be clever with the play. My concept is that the director needs to disappear. If you leave the theater saying, wow, what a cleverly directed play, I think that you're not probably getting the full effect of a theater production. I want to tell the story. I want the story to be paramount. So I've got the script. We've got the actors. We want to bring you into the world of this play and make you, even for just 2 hours, believe that you are a fly on the wall of this other world that you're looking at. And as far as messages that the play might want to promote, as far as clever connections that you might want to make with the modern world, that's up to the audience member and not the director or the actors. So my job as a director is to get out of the way of the story and tell it as best as possible. So really, I'm in the audience directing the actors where to move, where the lights are, where the music sounds and soundscape come in the best way to tell the story. And I take the place of the audience while we're rehearsing this, to try and guide the actors to tell the story in the best way possible, as was intended by the playwright. Anything over and above that, or anything that I might try and do to layer or paint on top of that, is something that's going to get in the way of that, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you accomplish that? Especially because there are, like you say, there are technical things like the lighting and the soundscape and even in terms of, you know, where the actors are moving on the stage. How do you accomplish that as a director from the beginning of say the rehearsal process, so that by the time the production is being seen by an audience, you have disappeared as the director, so they're not thinking, you know, as you said, my, what a cleverly directed play. They're going away talking about the issues that the play has brought up.
For me, the very first step is what we call table work, basically where the first two or three rehearsals are going to be all done seated at the table and poring through this text, looking at the written word on the page. We're going to read, and we're going to read again, and we're going to discuss. Because what I need to make sure is that all the actors are in the same world as the play is. If we've got one actor that thinks one thing and another actor that thinks a whole different thing as to what the reality is of the play or where we are in the world, then you're going to have two different stories being told. The idea of focus is something that that a director must concentrate on as well. Which actor has the focus at any one given moment? What is the focus of what we want the audience to be looking at? Again, because that's what we think the playwright intended. So we must discern that. We have to go through the play and find out what story is being told here. Once we have that, then we can put it up on its feet. And as far as the technical aspects go, those are the things that, as a director, the only reason that I have a better knowledge of that is simply because of where I'm seated. Because I'm out in the audience, seeing what the audience sees, I can tell if something is distracting from the focus of where the focus should be, or if something is enhancing that focus. And so we trim away the latter and keep the latter. We keep the things that enhance the focus, and we get rid of the things that distract.
Mm-hmm.
And I try and keep it as simple as that, mm-hmm. and then allow the actors to create as they see fit and to embody these characters as best that they can,
mm-hmm.
In order to bring the audience along for the ride.
Well, what got you interested in wanting to direct?
Wow, that's a huge question. How much tape do you have? I was when I first got it started in theater, I was doing both. I was acting and directing. When I got my acting training, my master's degree is concentrated in the directing side. But it's all boils down to creation. Acting is an artistic expression that you're creating with everything that you've got, your voice, your body, your physicality, your emotions. And that's what, when you're on stage, that's what you're creating. It's kind of like the difference between painting and writing. Both are creations of people that are creating something, but they're just different aspects of that creation, of that artistic desire. Because as a director, I'm not performing for people, but I am creating by guiding the actors that are on the stage and helping to design the set, having input on the set, having input on the sound, having input on the lighting. All of those things have to all come together,
mm-hmm.
in a production. So acting is a little more focused, and directing is a little more broad when it comes to that form of creation.
Mm-hmm. Well, who have been some of your influences as a director?
My influences of a director? Oh, wow. Long ago, Fred Uhringer was a professor of mine at Queen's University, and I would say that he was the first one to really influence me as to how much creativity there was in being a director. And he was a venerable actor of the Canadian stage for many, many years before he took his role as a professor at Queen's University. And he and I did an awful lot of work together in the 4 years that I was there. And so I would say that, yeah, my first and probably strongest influence was him. Mm-hmm. And he kind of took me under his wing and taught me a lot of the tricks of the trade.
Mm-hmm. As you've gone through both as an actor and as a director, have there been other directors that you've sort of looked at and picked from here and there to help you with your own style?
Yeah, I would think, now that I'm thinking of it, Richard Manette at the Stratford Festival, rest his soul, he and I worked together on several productions, and I watched him very carefully in his direction. I also worked with Richard Rose, and Richard Rose now, he's in Toronto now, at the Tarragon Theatre. I think he's still there. A lot of those influences, when you're at the Stratford Festival, there isn't a whole lot of time to sit, one-on-one with these directors, but you watch them. If I'm in the show, I would watch the directors, and sometimes I would come into rehearsal even if I wasn't called, because I wanted to watch the director's work. I wanted to see, how does this happen? What is the process? So those two names off the top of my head, Martha Henry as well. Wow, mm-hmm. She's a fantastic director. Marty Meriden, whom I recently worked with at Drayton. Also, she directed me when I played in Merchant of Venice. So I each one of them have different strengths and different approaches to everything, including how to talk to actors. But what I liked about all of them is that at some time or another, all of them had been on the stage and worked as an actor. And I think that's crucial. If you're going to speak the actor's language, mm-hmm. you have to have tread the board yourself.
Right.
Well, those are some of the strongest influences that I can off the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, looking at our time, we do have to take one final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with Lost and Found Theater's Richard Quinnell, who is directing this year's production of Doubt. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Arts Connection. You've been listening to A Child of the Snows from the Nicole Ensing Band CD Riddles and Creeds. I'm Rose Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Richard Quinnell. Richard, you were talking at one point about the focus and having, deciding what the whole focus of the play is. As you're doing that, what are you hoping the audience is going to take away from Doubt, a Parable?
Really, I don't have any specific, what I try to avoid is this idea of they must get this message, and here is the lesson to be learned. What I want them to take away from the play, generally, is this idea of they're going to get into conversation with it on the drive home, or it's going to make them question some of the things that maybe they took for granted before they came to see the show. But I want them to begin dialogue. What we try and do with Lost and Found as well, one of our key phrases is we want to give you something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say that that there's any one specific lesson that I would ever want a play to say, this is the lesson of the play, but rather just, here is something that's worth talking about. Here is something that's worth thinking about. And maybe it will encourage people to take a look at themselves, perhaps in some ways, and to say, you know what, I can better myself from what I've experienced here tonight in grappling with these issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, when and where is Doubt taking place?
Doubt's going to be shown at the Registry Theater on Frederick Street in Kitchener. And let me just make sure that I've got the performance dates correct. Our first public performance is going to be on March 22nd. And then we run until the 31st.
Right.
April 1st, the Saturday night.
Right, and people can find out more information about it by going where?
To lostandfoundtheater.ca. That's our website. And so come to lostandfoundtheater.ca, and you'll be able to order your tickets online and take a look at the performance schedule.
Great. Richard, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thanking my guest, Richard Quinnell. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.